This radio show is sponsored by Cam Business Concepts.
And my buddy goes, "You wanna go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get enough." Right, and he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all suave, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, all you fish heads. We're back on the air. It's the Southern Anglers Radio Show, and we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And as you can tell, we're missing somebody in the studio, that voice that always brings the show in. But I am sitting in, and I've got two celebrity guest hosts with me, and I've got Seth Williams from Crazy Sister Marita and my good buddy Mike Brady, the founder. What are you from? Where are you from? I mean, what? Pick your mic up to your mouth.
Where am I from?
We got Mike Brady from Inlet Lawn Service.
Right. Rusty Hooks Fishing Club.
Rusty Hooks Fishing Club. Also, the founder of the 515 act that we're working in the state to get passed with, you know, involving the flounder. But Kenny is out on one of Seth's boats right now. You know that, don't you, Seth?
I do. He's out there going to go try to catch some fish with Captain Randall today on the sea rake. And the weather's looking beautiful, so he should have a really good day out there today.
Yep. I know James Hewitt, one of our loyal listeners, and has invited him to go on a corporate trip. I think they had a business trip that those guys were doing. And when Kenny called me earlier in the week, he's like, "Man, you know, I had to turn down that." I said, "You turned down what?" I said, "To go with Randall."
I texted him yesterday afternoon when he told me he was going with Randall, and you asked me to do the show, and I texted Kenny, "No bananas."
Last time
we all went together, Kenny brought bananas, and Kenny caught nothing but amberjacks, and the rest of us caught grouper.
Yes, we had a lot of grouper, and Kenny had a lot of amberjacks that day.
Bananas.
Bananas. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Kenny did. You know your boy Kenny, Mike Brady.
Yes, I know my boy Kenny. I could see him bringing bananas.
He showed up with bananas, but I tell you what, we overall, that trip was incredible. I still talk about that the number of grouper, and I love sending that picture. I'll get an email from somebody, "Hey, looking to do an offshore bottom fishing trip, looking to do this," and I'll always use that picture of the back of the boat with those fish laid out all on the docks there at Crazy Sister. And, you know, everyone that goes with Randall has a great time. Randall's one, he's probably one of my most respected captains that I have as far as everything goes. I mean, because he's so good at trolling offshore. You know, I mean.
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing. They're going to do that first thing, aren't they?
They are. They're going to go start trolling first and try to catch some dolphins, some wahoo. The blackfin are out there right now. And then, you know, we'll see how that goes. And then, you know, if they're tearing them up, they stay trolling. And if not, we come back in and start firing on the bottom fish and, you know, loading the cooler so you have fish when you come home. We never want to disappoint anybody, so we all want to make sure fish hit the dock. You know, another thing about the, you know, the captains, you know, not just captains at Crazy Sister, but, you know, some of the other guys, is the personality. You know, that makes a lot to do with it. You know, making sure you have fun while you're out there, too, and work hard, make sure you don't have to do anything. You know, that goes a long way on top of catching fish.
It goes an extremely long way. And you really, you know, I've talked to several people that have just gotten into the business, and one in particular, we've been texting this week, and I've been trying to help him out with some things. And, you know, his comment was, "Man, I'm nervous about having a bad trip." Well, you're going to have bad trips. Mike, we talk about this when we're fun fishing.
You're going to have some bad trips.
Because, Mike, I joke with Mike. I said, "What are you going to do when you retire from lawn service?" It's a joke. Mike goes, "I think I'm going to start inlet guide service." I said, well, there's quite a few of those. But we talk about that all the time. It goes a long way to have the personality on the boat to compensate for a bad day fishing, because those are going to happen. I don't care who you are.
And absolutely. And be able to cater to the all different types of clientele, too, you know, from families to the hardcore fishermen. You know, you get people that they know what they're doing, you know, and want to help and, you know, set the hook or gaff, you know, things like that. And then you have people that have never been on the water before. So you really got to be able to judge your level of experience, the people on the boat, and keep it lighthearted and fun. You know, that's half the battle. You know, catching fish, you know, that's always the plus. But, you know, you're out there away from work, away from the cell phone, you know, that's just, you know, that's part of the fun of it.
I'm going to tell you what part isn't fun. The public landing in Merle's Inlet.
It's spot season, a.k.a. I don't know how to back a trailer.
Yeah.
Mass chaos.
I'll tell you, yesterday, and I got caught right in the middle of it, I had to put Mr. Sparks' boat in the water. And, of course, Seth was over at the marina and watching it, and he called me because he knew we were getting ready to come in, put it in the water, and I said, dude, this is going to be a nightmare. And we got in line and we finally got down to the ramp and almost jackknifed his trailer, because I'm not used to that long a trailer. Almost jackknifed his trailer, but I did get it in smoothly down the ramp. We held up the traffic a little bit because of how big that boat is, but it was a zoo. I tell you, I sat out there for about 45 minutes yesterday, and 80% of the people were patient, friendly. But there was 20% of the people in there that caused some mass mayhem. And then you saw the one boat start hitting everybody's boat.
You know, it only takes one. One guy came through there. I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or trying to make room, but he looked like he was playing ping pong off the other boats and the docks and coming up through. I've never seen anything like it. I called Inglis and I was like, do you see this guy? And he said, yeah. And I was like, I think he's hit 5 out of 6 boats he's passed so far.
It's amazing. I mean, the number one thing that I can tell anybody, and I always do, is patience. Be patient. You know, you get nervous, and it doesn't matter. You know, a guy up on the I was up on the church wall yesterday, and a guy on the wall said, he said, you know, looking around, how many of these boats do you think fish more than twice a year at all? Like, that doesn't mean just here. That means anywhere. He said, so can you imagine how nervous they are when they get down here to back up and we're all up here watching them?
It's a spectator sport now.
It becomes a spectator sport, Mike. Right. You're right.
There's a couple times a year, and you're absolutely, it's 4th of July, you know, spot season, that you can sit up there and put out a lawn chair and you have entertainment for hours, just people watching.
Oh, and you know, the rope-a-dopes, you know. We watched the rope-a-dope. Now, as busy as it was, the guy rope-a-doped it and then pulled the boat up on the ramp, like with his hand. He didn't walk it around, so he blocked up that one whole lane. Right. Then he got in the boat. Then he didn't start it. He pulled his paddle out and started paddling.
Just
and
nervous.
Paddled his way around.
The one tip I could give anybody at any boat landing is get your boat ready before you back it into the water.
Yep.
That's the most irritating thing to avid fishermen, is people putting their life jackets in the boat from the truck while they're back down the ramp. Just get everything ready before you back it up.
Grabbing the rods and reels, right. Getting everything. Yep. And guess what? The road across the street is a perfect place to do that. Just come in, line up from across the street, stop, get out, do your stuff. I will say this much. If you're going to be going to the public ramp anytime after 8:30 or 9 today, good luck finding a parking spot. Because if yesterday was any sign of what today is going to be like, it's going to be mass mayhem down there. Now, we're going to be going to the ramp today, aren't we, Mike?
Yes, we are.
We have our Rusty Hooks fishing tournament, second our Rusty Hook Fishing Club today.
Second epic spot tournament.
The second epic spot tournament. But now we made some changes, Seth, because there was some, you know, I mean, it sounded like it was a great tournament last year. I didn't get to fish it, but there were some people that wanted to fish for some other species because there happened to be some big fish here. And if you didn't see my trout that was 28 inches long that I caught 2 days ago, you're one of the few that didn't get to see it. But, yeah, there's some bigger fish. So Mike changed the rules and listened to the rules, because we always do our 7 from heaven, right? Or magnificent right. 7, whatever you and Kenny want to argue and decide on.
Yeah.
But this time you can go catch all those you want to. but you have to have 10 spots, whiting, or croaker. 10 spots, whiting, or croaker to qualify your other fish. So we can go catch trout and black drum and some redfish and flounder, but we've got to go catch. Each person has to catch 10 spots, whiting, or croaker.
It's all in fun, having a good time.
Oh, it'll be a great time. It'll be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. Now, Mike, tell me where I need to go catch those spots and croaker.
Well, when you come out of the landing and you're heading out to the main channel, you'll see about 412 boats.
You can just anchor up right next to them.
Just pick one.
Well, Seth, I'll tell you what. I do have a rig, a top secret rig rigged up that I know is going to last one go, because when I hook 5 fish on it, it's going to have to be cut off. But I am fishing with a sabiki rod.
Hey, that's the quantity. You know? I mean, if you're going to do it and go ahead and knock out those 10, that's not a bad way to start. That's for sure.
I'm going to fish with a sabiki rod. I'm going to rig it up and put small chunks of bloodworms on it and go from there. And hopefully we can find some fish. Hopefully my good buddy David Montgomery, all you fish heads out there, David's been on the show with us several times, my friend from Camden. And then I've got my good buddy Kevin McPherson, who's been working tirelessly beside me as we have labored for Mike over here with Inlet Lawn Service over the last 3 weeks. And another good friend, the Bassmaster himself, who I hope is out catching shrimp right now. We'll see. He said he was going to catch shrimp. You know, Tony says a lot. We'll see. He was going to go catch shrimp for us. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, so we're going to go out after the show and do it, fish for a little while. But I kind of spent some time with the Diva and the Peanut today. So she's ready. I'll tell you what, I don't know about your little ones, but, man, she every day now she's been saying, are we trick-or-treating tonight? I'm like, no, it's Monday.
It's Monday. She doesn't know patience, that's for sure. That's probably the hardest thing to teach little girls, I think, is patience.
I'll tell you what, she ran over. Harper saw me yesterday walking up the ramp and saw me and went running over with two of her friends to the fence. She's the cutest little thing. Yeah. Now I see her at dance class because I'm going to dance. Now, you know, I'm the dance daddy like you now.
He's a year behind me, so he gets to see all the wonderful things. He gets a preview of what I had to go through, and then he comes in right behind me.
That's right. And but you got the new one starting.
Yeah, I got it now. Now I got my little buddy. I got a little boy now, so starting over. But I'm pretty excited about that. And then I'm actually going to take the family fishing today. It's the wife's birthday, and that's the only thing she asked for her birthday was to go fishing. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Bull reds? You gonna get her on a bull red?
I think we're gonna try and run up there off the beach and catch one of the bull reds for her. And as long as I think the weather's supposed to be beautiful this morning, and run up there and give that a shot. And if that doesn't work, we'll come back in and flounder fish.
Well, that's good. I tell you what, we got Captain Crumb's going to be calling in today. He's down with the Salt League fishing out of the Sampit River. He's running some of the kids from Georgetown's high school. And I hope maybe Rayburn will call in. Rayburn's down there doing it as well. He's got a group of kids fishing with him. Want to wish all of them good luck. And then, of course, the Fall Brawl's going on this weekend.
That's right. We have a couple boats out of the marina fishing the Fall Brawl King tournament, and wishing them good luck out of the Crazy Sister there. I don't know how many boats ended up signing up, but I think it was a pretty good bit. So yep. Good luck to everyone out there fishing.
I know where most of them will be. I'll bet you they'll be at Ocean Crest Pier.
I was going to say, they shouldn't be too far off the beach. The Kings are pretty close right now.
They better stay close to the beach. But, that tournament is a good time, but a lot of boats. Some of my friends, the Dennys, Jackson Denny and Chris Denny and their family are fishing it. They're actually going to fish tomorrow, but today they're fishing the Salt Lake. So, like I said, the Dennys are the first family of fishing on the Grand Strand, without a doubt. Jackson, who worked for you at the marina.
All summer long.
All summer long. Good kid, but one heck of a bass fisherman. Yeah. And I remember I filmed a show with him 2 years ago, and I said, would you rather saltwater fish or freshwater fish? And he looked at me while we were catching huge sheep's head and said, freshwater. I said, you idiot.
There's no way.
There's more money in freshwater for those guys, though. I can tell you, you can get a scholarship.
Rayburn's flounder tournament's the 5th, right?
Next week. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. But speaking of breaks, we got to pay some bills, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here with the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water, along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thanks to HTC, I can connect from here to family and friends on the West Coast and beyond, with more fiber to more homes delivering high speeds and lower prices. Reliable connections from a local company for more than 60 years. That's HTC.
Start the fall season fast with HTC high-speed internet. Includes no hidden fees and free Wi-Fi. Call 843-369-8966.
HTC, this is life. Connect with it.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
Welcome back to the big show, and we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in unless he's fishing, and he's going fishing tomorrow. Finally, all these word, all the word on the street about the wahoo bite and the black fin tuna got him excited, so we put Rough Book back in the water and in her slip over at Crazy Sister Marina. And speaking of Crazy Sister Marina, let's open up the Crazy Sister Marina fish line, 843-652-3776. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. While I have an expert here, because Mike Brady's getting ready to leave us after this break, you better call him. If you got any inshore questions, he can answer them. Got any questions on sheephead fishing, how to use crickets? He can tell you how to do it.
The crickets.
It's the key. The crickets are the key. I'm telling you, I'm still hearing catching crap about that.
That was just too funny about that whole deal.
Yeah, still catching crap about that, but I guess I need to heed what I say and where I do it, because apparently some people actually base their fishing on what I do. So if I tell them that I'm catching them on crickets, they take it to heart.
Especially you have cricket buckets in the boat.
In the boat. But like we said, cricket buckets make it a lot easier. You can separate those filler crabs. And when you've got hands like Mike Brady, who now I've worked with for 3 weeks again, I've watched him put it into a fire. I've watched him. He's not scared of grabbing anything. He doesn't mind reaching into that cricket bucket to pick up his fiddler crabs. Myself, I use pliers.
Pliers.
I use pliers.
That's the funniest thing I ever saw.
I know it is, but I'll tell you what, dude. Listening to you scream when you get one on your finger was enough for me.
I tell you, that was a real good bite we had earlier in the year with me, you, Steve, Scott, yep. And then the storm came, and I believe it's messed it up a little bit.
All right, so your objectives today, now, you just told me, you're trying to stay away from the crowd, so you're going to head down there.
I'm thinking about heading down to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about heading out into the bay for some whiting, and then heading back on the outside of the North Rocks.
All right. What do you catch whiting on?
Cut shrimp.
That's it?
Cut shrimp. That's all.
Do you use a Carolina rig or do you use a double rig or what?
A lot of people use a Carolina rig. A lot of people, you can catch them on this bottom rig, two hook bottom rig.
Right. Just like what most people are using for spots.
Right.
Okay.
Now, have you fished Georgetown since the storm?
This will be the first time I've gone since the storm because the rivers have been so high. I'm a little worried about the debris coming through, the logs and trees and what have you, whatever else is coming through
there. Right, but I tell you what, our good buddy Jay Gardner went down on Wednesday and fished Georgetown and in the bay caught a striped bass on a shrimp. I got a picture to prove it.
Really?
In the bay, but he only saw one log float by. Because I checked for Mike, because Mike was talking about going down there. He said he only saw one log float by.
Well, that's good.
We've had to move a couple of the boats from the storm, had to run up into the river and move the boats around and stuff. And we didn't see a whole lot of debris, coming in and out. We did see some, but nothing, that you couldn't see in time and drive around and stuff. So, it shouldn't be too bad. It's just my concern would be all that fresh water.
Well,
running out of there where it should be salt water still.
Well, it's like last, October with the 1,000-year rain flood?
Yeah, the 1,000.
Yeah.
This year was 1,001.
I wonder how far it's pushed out into the ocean, the fresh water out in the ocean.
Well, I'll tell you, a very, very rewarded King Mackerel Fisherman showed me a satellite photo last Saturday night or last Sunday night after the King Mackerel tournament that he had looked at and decided where to go fish on. And it was a satellite shot of the Carolinas basically from Georgetown up to the Cape Fear. And how far that water is going out in the ocean is incredible.
Really?
Yeah. And what he did, he patterned that water coming out of one of the inlets or one of those big bodies of water and figured out where it was crossing some good live bottom and fished out there and did great.
Smart guy.
Yeah, he is a smart guy. He's got a lot of trophies and a lot of wins to show for
him. Right.
But, it was a smart thing to do. And like Chris Denny and I were talking yesterday about what he's going to do in the King Mackerel Tournament. He's got all the family and his dad in the boat. So he said he's probably going to stay closer to shore. But I mentioned, to take a satellite shot and take a look at it. We always love looking at the surface. I blow Seth up when I'm going offshore. I'm like, hey, dude, can you get me a surface shot? I need a temperature. I need a surface shot. Those things pay for themselves. Without a doubt, when you're running 55 to 75 miles to go offshore, to have that little knowledge of where those temperature lines are.
Brake lines and all.
It makes a big difference. And Mike, you commercially fish. We didn't even talk about this before when you were on the air with us, but you commercially fish for a living.
Well, many, many years ago.
Well, many years ago. I mean, I know that was when y'all had 50 people on the boat and everybody had a paddle, right?
Right. Row.
And this guy had a cool helmet on with a brush on top.
Right, that's it.
But you used a long line.
We long lined, right.
And that was all about the temperature break.
It was all about the break. It was all about the break. It had nothing to do with anything except the temperature. That was the only thing we really looked for.
And I'm still amazed. How many miles of lines do you put out?
It depends on the boat, but you can go anywhere from 15 to 50 miles.
One rig?
One rig.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You ever run? You ever seen them out there, Seth?
I've seen them out there. I've never been on a boat and done anything. I've seen them out there, and it is pretty incredible looking at all the buoys they throw out and the amount of hooks they put in the water in a short amount of time.
That sounds like the amount of line that Kenny puts out while he's trying to get his backlashes out, about 50
tarpon.
Miles or so. Yeah, tarpon.
Tarpon.
Should I mention that?
Yes.
All right. Well, not only did I catch a very stellar trout, one of my best of my life, but I actually caught a tarpon at the Merle's Inlet jetties on a shrimp. And it wasn't a big one. But I said, nobody will believe me until I told my good buddy Jeff Burleson, who sent me a picture immediately of his buddy in Little River, who caught almost identical tarpon in Little River doing the same thing. And when I took Kim out for our anniversary on Tuesday, she and I both saw a very large tarpon, not one that size, come up while we were trout fishing. I think, you know, the amount of bait that we have coming by here, and by the way, y'all, judging by the amount of bait that I saw in North Carolina last Saturday and from what I'm hearing about, we got a week or so left of this bait migration, and it's only going to get better here. This beach fishing, the redfish up there, we still got probably a week and a half, 2 weeks of the bull red migration. There's so much to do to get out there right now and target, you know, off the beach, near the beach. The false albies or whatever, bonita we like to call them.
They're on the beach.
They're right schooled
now.
Up.
Right.
They're schooled up really good on the beach right now. That's another thing that you and Megan, maybe you'll find a school of those. That would be fun.
Yeah, let the kids, you know, catch those. They would enjoy that.
Oh, Harper.
All they want something to pull on into the rod.
Yeah, you go down there and put Harper on one of those bull reds, you better be hanging on.
Yeah, I got her own little rod the other day. It's the neatest thing. It's a full-size rod with roller guides and stuff, and I got a little TLD 15 on there for her. And then when the rod goes off and you hook the fish, it has a cotter pin in it, and you pull, and the butt comes off of it, and the butt shrinks down to about 4 inches, so she can reach the reel and it can use an adult rod. It puts it, sets it back down into a kid size, but while you're fishing and trolling and sitting in the rod holder and everything, it's still a full-size, you know, rod. Say the kids are asleep and that rod goes off, you can still fight it. Or if the kids want it, you pull the cotter pin, the rod shortens up, and they can reach it a lot better. It's the neatest little rod you've ever seen.
That is so cool.
That is cool. I was going to say, I've got a Barbie rod. I got a Barbie rod.
Pocket fisherman.
Yeah, pocket fisherman. I need a pocket fisherman. I tell you, as much as I'm into bass fishing, I don't want to play golf anymore without a rod in the boat. I mean, in the golf bag, without a rod in the golf bag, you know, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about 515. Once this election, praise the Lord, it'll be done next week.
Boy,
we need to get this thing done because we can't get, well, these politicians are all, you know, everybody's up for reelection and all that's going on. But moving into, you know, the winter, we're going to need to really get signatures. We're going to need to get our people involved, the people that are backing it. And we want to hear all those opposed to it, too. I mean, you got to, you know, it's politics. You got to
hear. Yeah, we want to hear either way. It's you know, the only big discrepancy I've heard or concern is, you know, we're targeting a certain group of people. No, we're not. We're targeting the flounder. That's what we're targeting.
Right.
I mean, if North Carolina can raise the size limit, I'm pretty sure that South Carolina can follow suit. And you avid fishermen know where I'm coming from on that statement.
You mean for if North Carolina makes some smart changes?
Yeah,
fishery?
You know, I think South Carolinians can follow suit. The petitions are at Big Dave's.
Yep.
In the inlet and also at Coastal Gas. So stop by and sign it if you're for it. If you're not, give me a call and we'll talk about it. I'm willing to talk to anybody.
You can also email me at southernanglersradioshow.com southernanglersradioshow@gmail.com. Email us and let us know, and we can get your signature on there. We'll figure out how to get it on there. But Joe Nelligan took it out to the pier. The guy signed it. They all fell for it. You know, they felt, you know, that it really needed to happen. Mm-hmm. We talked to them when we were out there. The guys in Charleston are all behind it. And again, folks, this is a minimum, we're talking about 5'15", okay? Five fish, 15 inches. I'll tell you that the 15 inches is coming already. CCA
That's coming.
Has gotten that passed. We are trying to drop it to five fish. It's a proactive effort. Don't worry. We're not going to have four marine biologists telling you exactly why we need to drop it to five. We know that it needs to go less than five, to be honest with you.
Honestly, they want to try it. They want to try, to do that.
Five. We're trying to be proactive, and if we can get everybody on board and get this through, we've got some good representatives, senators. We've got everybody that's behind it.
Well, you got charter captains are behind it. The guys that do it for a living are behind it, so there you go.
Yep. Well, listen, we got to take another break, folks. We got to pay some bills. I tell you what, Mike, go catch some fish, buddy.
I'm going to try.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Don't go anywhere, fish heads. We'll be right back with the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Support your local fishermen by visiting 7C's Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. 7C's Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. Fish or boat in America.
It's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Murrells Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Murrells Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Can you dig it, sucker?
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
Welcome back, fish heads. We are broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio. And once again, I've got Captain Seth Williams. Captain Seth Williams, we can't leave that out. Sitting in for Kenny, who is, again, out partaking in one of the Crazy Sister Marina charter boats, the Sea Rake, fishing with Captain Randall. And I tell you what, Mike Brady's gone. That fool, I tell you what, I know he's gone out there. He's got something in his – see, what we do, Seth, is in that fishing club that Mike has, and it's a great group of guys. It's very small but fun group and very competitive, okay? But Mike is about 40 pounds behind – on first place
for the overall year.
So he needs to go catch some big fish. And so if he heads down to Georgetown, I will not be surprised, because the man can catch some sheep's head, and you'll see it in an upcoming episode of Reeling Up the Coast. Mike and I had an incredible day at the jetties down there, and it was before the storm. It was about 2 weeks before the storm, and we got lucky. We just absolutely timed it right. We got some incredible pompano, but we had a great time down there. But I tell you what, again, let's mention the Crazy Sister Marina fish line, 843-652-3776. Anybody out there at a ramp or on the water, give us a traffic report.
Give us an update of what yeah. we're going to expect when we leave here to go
yeah.
go out in the
ocean. Yeah, we're all going fishing today after the show. So make sure you give us a call and give us a little report. I'll tell you this much. You know, I got out this week, and every afternoon went out. Every single afternoon this week after work I went out and went trout fishing. And I tell you, it's just been incredible. And it seems to me that, first off, all that rain hadn't hurt us at all.
No, not here.
It hadn't hurt us, I can promise you.
You know, that's the thing about storms. Sometimes they make the fishing better, you know, after the fact. And, this one so far for us has seemed like it's turned the fishing on here a little bit better, offshore and in the inlet, here as well. So, of all the bad things that came with the storm, that's at least one positive out of it.
That's right. There were a lot of bad things, and you know what? Our friends over in Conway and out along those rivers, and right here in Socastee, and we're so happy that water has finally receded and that they can get back to those houses and start rebuilding. The one thing is you can replace things, you can't replace life. So
that's exactly right. That was one crazy thing about the storm. We being on the right on the ocean there in the inlet, we had to take a lot of the boats to the river.
Yep.
And so we put some at Osprey Marina, some at Wakawachi and everything. And you never think about the fact after the storm, kind of getting your stuff back together. We had to not scramble, but move the boats back around a lot sooner than what we originally anticipated, with because of
the water rising
and being able to get down the docks and to the boats and having power where the boats were and things like that to get them back around. So we slapped the docks back together as best we could, to kind of temporary fix it, and then had to run and basically get the boats back out of the river after the storm and bring them home to get it away from the flooding.
Well, I'll tell you what was amazing was not only seeing your boats, in particular at Wakawachi, I saw some of the little river boats down there. I was like, they're already in the river protected, but I saw some of the little river fishing boats were down there, hurricane fleet.
Yeah, some of the, and I'm not sure about which marina, their rules where they sit at and stuff, but say our marina, with the insurance policies and, being safe and sorry, if it's a tropical storm, people are allowed to leave their boats in. But if it's a named storm, category one, they're in the contracts, they're told they need to leave the marina.
Right.
If they stay there, it's on them.
Okay.
And, no matter what happens, that's on you. And we had one boat ride it out. He was having engine troubles and didn't have a trailer for it. And knock on wood, everything went good. Kind of surprised, because we had some dock damage and lost some pieces of the dock and some floats and some pilings and things like that. And all week we've been kind of or last week, and we were putting everything back together, and me and the guys that were doing it, we kept sneaking fishing poles down there with us, and we would throw a minute wherever we were working, we would throw a minute in off the dock,
I don't want to hear how many flounder you caught.
Keep it entertained. And I caught the biggest one I've caught all year so far. It was right off the end of the fuel dock there when we were putting some of the ramps and things back together. And it was 23 and a half inches, and that was the biggest one I've caught this
year.
Sweet! Yeah, that was a nice fish. And then me not thinking about it, working around the water, I didn't have my phone, so I didn't even get a picture of it, and then went ahead and cleaned it, and then I realized, I was like, no one's even going to believe me. I didn't even get a picture of it, but that's all right. It's we caught quite a few, and like I said, that was the biggest one I've caught so far this year. It was like 23 and a half inches. It was a big old fatty fish.
That's awesome. Now there's going to be boats tied up all around the gas dock fishing.
Yeah. That's
or exactly trolling right. around the gas
trolling
dock.
Trolling around the gas dock. That's where it was. I mean, we were working on the handrails and the fuel pumps and stuff right up there, putting the faces back on and the handrails back on and stuff that got damaged. And had it right off, throwing from the fuel dock back towards the landing right there. And, that rod, Minnow wasn't swimming 5 minutes and it went off. I had to actually put the drill down and go pick up the rod to be able to catch my fish. I was letting work get in the way of the fun stuff.
Oh, I hear you. Well, let's talk about, I noticed on Facebook some new ads you guys have going, talking about the headboat and everything. I think probably one of the biggest changes with us being able to keep black sea bass and other bottom species throughout the year now, you guys will be able to run, a limited number of trips throughout the year now, won't they?
We will. Robert. Unfortunately, it's good for the people on the boat because we don't have the crowds.
Right.
As a business owner, you always want to be busy.
You want to be busy, yeah.
But at the same time, to be able to run with the amount of people, Thursday we had, 45, 50 people on the boat. Today they went with 49. When the boat takes, 80 people, half loads, that feels, like there's nobody even on the boat.
Right.
And the fishing, this time of year, and that's why we've really been pushing, the headboat and, on our Facebook advertising and stuff, is because the fishing right now is incredible. It's been the best bottom fishing basically all year.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year, catching the really big vermilion snapper, catching some grays and some scamps, and caught some African pompano the other day. Just catching a lot of different species and a lot of nice sized fish while we're out there.
Yeah, I saw. I've been watching those pictures that the girls post every time when the boats get back, and it does look like you've had some incredible trips. I know. Again, the Sparks family of employees went last week last Sunday.
It was last Sunday.
They went last Sunday.
It was the Sunday after the storm.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. I was invited, and I wussed out because I saw a northeast in the wind, and I said, you know what? Yeah, I think I'm going to sit this one out. And then K-Mac tells me it actually ended up not being bad at all, said it was not bad at all.
No, it actually turned out to be a really nice day. That was the first day we actually got back out of there after the storm.
It was right.
The first day we were able to go back out there. And we had, you talk about a good group of people, it was.
They had a blast.
They had a blast, and from what my guys told me, they rode them harder than any group or fishermen, or people we've had all year. But they said they had more fun and interacting with the customers and the banter back and forth with those guys that they've had all year and talked about what a good time it was after being cooped up in the house for, a week and, just what a...
Well, a lot of those guys have never been out before, ever.
No, yeah, and that was...
Some of those guys had never been out before, so that was, that much better. And then, I can say this, Ben Brown, who's one of the greatest, nicest guys you'll ever meet, has been working to get sea hours, and
right.
He's been working with Robert,
yep,
and
working 2 days a week all
with
summer.
You.
Yep.
Work. Ben's full time. Ben is one of the big dogs at Sparks Toyota. If you've never met Ben, you're missing out. He's a great guy. And Ben's been over there. So Ben was, I'm sure Ben was like, all right, we're gonna give him a hard time. Wait, blah blah blah. Because Ben worked the trip. He actually worked.
He did.
He didn't go fishing.
No, he ended up, helping out and everything. And I met Ben actually in sea school.
That's right. Y'all were in sea school, and we had to keep it quiet. Remember, we couldn't say anything until he said something.
That's how we met. We were in sea school, a couple years ago, and getting the captain's license and upgrades and everything else. And he was in the table in front of me, so when you get group breaks or, get to go to lunch or whatever, I'd always work with him on the mapping and, different things like that, and we got to be friends. And then he wanted to upgrade his license to a 100-ton license and needed some sea time on the bigger boats and stuff, so started working with us. And it's not like he just shows up and rides and just to get his – he helps change the oil on the off days. He's a worker. And he loves it.
He absolutely loves it. That's the other thing.
And
he
loves it. That's the great thing. It doesn't matter if you're, like you said, catching a bass on the pond or offshore catching a marlin. Fishing is fishing, and you either love it or you don't. And he's one of the people that I've never seen the passion that he has for it, and drive to want to learn and do like he has.
Well, he's learning from the best. And I'll put Robert up. You give Robert and the New England Princess, and you can take any headboat you want. I'll put him up. Let him go have a competition.
You know, and the good thing about Robert is, you know, he's done the headboat for probably since he was young. His father owned headboats, but then Robert's gone and ran private boats for people and, you know, done different things. And, you know, so he knows a lot about different kinds of fishing, too. But he always comes back to the headboat. And, you know, it's where his passion is. You know, he enjoys doing that. And, you know, he's really good at it, which is good for me. And, you know, he's one of the best. And you should definitely try to get out there and go with him.
I tell you, it's the thought process, you know, on that large boat and how to fish areas, you know, where you or I could go take a 26-foot boat and go fishing, and we could sit there and drift and never anchor up, and, you know, we've got three people fishing, and we're moving, and we're drifting, and we're moving, and we're drifting. You know, on that big boat with 80 people,
it's easy to catch three or four limits out there. It's a whole nother thing when you got 80 people staring up at you in the wheelhouse going, hey, man, what are you doing?
Where to fish? And then, but we always joke around on my boat because everybody gives me a hard time about wanting to move a bunch. And during trout fishing, I do not stay in one place too long because I know where the fish are moving. I know they're moving continually and in certain tides where they're going to be. And I'll always give it the old joke. I'll blow the horn. Reel them in. We're moving.
We're moving.
And everybody goes, what? Well, I said, we're moving. Let's go. All right. Speaking of moving, we got to move real quick to a break and pay some bills. We're going to be right back with my good buddy Seth Williams sitting in. Hopefully Captain Crum will be calling from down in Georgetown, but don't go anywhere. This is the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3, The Team.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors. $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000
1,000 pounds, the Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
Welcome back, fish heads, to the Southern Anglers Radio Show, and we are live in the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And again, joining me is Captain Seth Williams from Crazy Sister Marina, and the Crazy Sister Marina fish line is open. I'm getting text messages left and right. Give us a call, 843-652-3776. And I'll tell you this, if you give us a call and this is our tips and techniques segment, and I'm going to ask for help because I need help catching a spot today. So call me and give me a tip on how to catch a spot. You'll get a $30 gift card to the Half Shell. And remember how much $30 gets you at the Half Shell. That'll feed four people. It purchases enough drinks for Kenny. $30 is a lot of money over there. So give us a call. 843-652-3776 on the Crazy Sister Marina Fish Line. All right, Seth. Don't you like this better? No phone calls, just us talking. I mean, it's just hanging out, talking fishing.
Let me. We're gonna switch away from fishing here for a minute. What you got going on over there on your phone? He's got text messages, and he's about 5 feet from me, and I can read him. I think he's got jitterbug. His font is so large over there. So did you forget your glasses this morning? Is that what's going on?
No, dude. I made my font larger. My vision is terrible, so I made my font larger.
Jitterbug.
You know what? Somebody else said something about that the other day. Yes, my font is very, very big. Mike Brady just texted me. I got a tip for you to catch a spot. Head to Seven Seas. There you go. Thanks a lot.
I know that Chris has had his boats going out here recently. They came in and fueled up all two or three times this week and out there fishing. So I'm sure he's going to have some good fresh seafood.
Hitting
the dock here shortly. They came and iced up and fueled up and headed out, you know, about one a day for about the last 3 days. So it should be a couple of days, and they'll be back at the dock and bringing some fresh seafood in for you.
I actually saw that he went fishing himself yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, he posted pictures of him and a buddy with some bull reds, and he said, "This isn't that hard."
Well,
he said the hardest part is keeping bait on the rod, or keeping the rod in the water, I think is what he said.
Yeah, this time of year up there right now at
Area 51.
It's not, I mean, they're either there or they're not. Like you said, moving. You know, we went up there before the storm, and one day we slayed them, and then we went back up the next day to take some buddies of mine that were in town from Charlotte, and hour in, we didn't catch anything, so we just turned around and came back in the inlet and went fishing. You know, so you know right away if they're there or they're not.
Yeah. Who is it?
We've got Patrick from Little River on the line.
Let's go.
Guys, how you doing this morning?
Hey, brother.
So I'm about to head out myself out here in Little River. Going out a couple times this year, and just like you were talking about, went outside the jetties, nothing. Came back in inside the inlet and tore them up. Hopefully today I can go outside and get some, but I wonder if you guys had any tips for any kind of mackerel if they're still around.
Any kind of mackerel?
Yep.
Yes, let me tell you something. I fished up your way last weekend, and I tell you, concentrate on the schools of bait on the beach. Concentrate on the schools of bait on the beach. I was fishing the King Mackerel Tournament out of Marlin Quay over there, and we actually saw keyword being saw, we saw some nice fish get caught on the beach at Ocean Crest Pier. Actually, the second place and the third place fish in our tournament were caught from right there at Ocean Crest, and I watched four fish get caught on Ocean Crest Pier. As of yesterday morning, Ocean Crest had caught seven king mackerel yesterday on the beach. Those fish are all moving with that school of bait, the schools of bait, the Manhaden. I would concentrate on those. I have not heard much on Spanish mackerel. I was out. I've been trying to stay around the jetties and in the creeks doing some trout fishing. So I've not been out other than last weekend. So I haven't, but I haven't seen a lot of Spanish. But I've seen a lot of schools of the bonita, the false albacore, whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
And just casting spoons at those if they come up is a great time on light tackle. But if you're looking for mackerel, if you get some good live bait and just go troll around the outside of those bait pods that are moving along the beach, you might catch the biggest king mackerel you've caught of the year. But you also might have, I mean, you'll have a great time. That's your best chance. But those bull reds are following those as well, and I would almost be willing to bet you'll catch some of those bull reds in there.
Well, that sounds like a winner to me. I tell you what, gentlemen, I appreciate it. I'm gonna hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
You there? Did we get your name and number?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Don't hang up. I'm gonna give you back to Remy. Okay, you won the $30 gift card to the Half Shell down here.
Hey, all right.
All right, man. Thank you so much for listening,
thanks,
bud.
Guys,
have a great day. All right.
You too.
Here's Remy. What a great guy. That's awesome.
That is neat. You know. He's getting a head start on us. He's already on the boat getting ready to head out there. So now he's got a gift certificate to go with it. So he's already ahead in the game. And, you know, hopefully he'll have some good luck up there. You know, like you said, the live bait is definitely preferable for kings this time of year.
Yep.
You know, and the bait's so abundant, it shouldn't be too hard to find, you know, especially with the sun up now. You should see the bait pop balls on the beach and everything. Pull up, throw the cast net. You know, just run a two-hook treble rig on it and slow troll your way in and out around those schools of bait, up and down right through there. And, you know, just don't get in a hurry. That's the one thing about live bait, you know.
Slow.
Slow is the way to go. You
yep.
know, you don't want to you want the fish to swim. You don't want to be pulling them.
By the way, you're going to need to send me an invoice for a kite rod. Because I've abducted your kite rod, but here, let me just explain to you what we've done. I have, you've got new line on it now. You've got new line on it now, and we switched. I've got your rod that you had it on.
Right.
I've got it on a true kite rod now.
Right.
Got it on a short butt kite rod. But just send me an invoice on what the difference, what I owe you. But anyway, I got it rigged up. And remember, I got that new kite, so anytime you're ready for it, just let me know.
You know how I'm a huge fan of the kite fishing.
Well, you've been in Florida, South Florida, fishing so much. You fish down there, you know exactly what it'll do.
Yeah, we do, you know, in the wintertime, you know, lucky enough to go down to South Florida a couple times a year and do the sail fishing on the kites. And so being able to bring some of that back up here and transition to other kinds of fishing, you know, the king mackerel, you know, we don't really get into the sailfish fishing on the kites up here just because, you know, there's so many other kinds of fish out here to catch.
Hang on.
The wahoo.
Whoa. We got Chris on the line. Hey, buddy. Captain Chris, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
We got is this Chris Osman?
Yes, it is.
My dog, what
hey,
up?
There's another one I met at C-School.
I think sat right in front of Seth, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Me, Chris, and Ben, we were all right there in a row together.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, what you fishing for today?
I'm actually teaching the Future Farmers of America kids today, this morning, going up there to Little River, and me and Harold from Bass Pro up there, we're going to go and teach them how to do some inshore and some nearshore fishing and fishing off the piers and stuff like that.
Oh,
we got about 40 to 50 kids to teach between the two of us, so we got quite a handful.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You and Patrick have been slaying the fish up there.
We've been doing pretty good. The inshore bite's been pretty on fire, and then actually going out in the ocean catching the bull reds, they just started to slow down a little bit. But before that, I mean, you got to any school of bait or anywhere by the rocks there, I mean, it wasn't uncommon to have a 30-fish day.
Hey, Chris, can you hang on for a minute? We got to go to a quick break.
Yeah, that's
can
fine.
You hang on? I want to talk to you about the king fishing.
Yeah, sure.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back on Southern Angler Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
This day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. He looked at me and I was done. We're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh.
Your sports leader from Little River to Loras, Conway to Carolina Forest. We are WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach, Cumulus Broadcasting, Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, folks, welcome back to the big show, and we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And, Chris, you still on the line?
Yep.
Good deal, brother. Hey, listen, I don't know if you heard our last call-in, but that was Patrick from up in Little River, and I noticed that you and Steve had a great day with some king mackerel. What'd you guys do? Where were y'all targeting those fish?
We were just about, 17, 19 miles out there.
Okay, y'all were offshore.
Yeah, we were heading south, but that's probably more information I probably should give, but...
No.
Well, I mean, it got to the point where it was silly out how many fish we were hooking up. We got the second line in the water and the first one goes off. We found bait pretty easy. I mean, it's been up in the beach. I mean, if it's not right there where you can't see it, it's in the breakers, and you just got to nudge up there, throw the net, and go. But any kind of live bait out there, naked rigs, teasers, I mean, it doesn't matter, man. They were all over the place. We got our limit in about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Chris. Are you pulling skirts on them, or you just putting them out there naked, or what did you notice being the better bait for you while you're out there?
Well, actually, we caught them on some. I have these pink tinsel kind of teasers that go up on the live bait rigs, and they did pretty good with that. But they were hitting almost any color in any naked rig. I just put a naked one in the prop wash there, and we probably had about 4 or 5 kings hit the prop wash bait and just jump in the sky out of the water right there from 5 feet behind the boat.
That's fun when that happens.
Oh, yeah. You can see where that pogie gets up on top of the water and starts panicking.
Yeah.
We said, well, watch. And all of a sudden, bam, it just comes out of nowhere. I almost had one jump in the boat.
That's worth it right there. The you know the winning fish last week. Do you know Michelle and Jeff Drake? Were you familiar with them?
Yeah.
Their winning fish came from right on the beach, right out of your inlet.
Oh yeah, yep. A lot of people ran up that way. I mean,
we were up
there pretty thick.
Yeah, we had to leave. We had to leave from the inlet. We had the boat down here in Merle's Inlet. We left and ran up there. It's 57 miles to Ocean Crest and fished right there. I tell you what, it was it looked fishy. It looked perfect all day. I don't think there was a lot of. I mean, there was 28 boats there fishing. And not 28 boats that caught fish. We were one of them that didn't. But I watched at least 4 or 5 get caught on the pier, which is pretty incredible to watch them gaff those fish. I mean, that's how close we were. But to watch them, they all start throwing down those weighted gaff hooks, and everybody's slinging and pulling and jerking. And to watch them jerk that fish out. And they're all slapping high fives and celebrating. And we look around going, we're in a $300,000 boat. We rode all of him here. And that guy with an $8 pass to the pier just called a king.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but yep. it was a good time up there. But, anyway, listen, man, Chris, good luck with y'all, with your class today. Give us a call in the next couple weeks. Give us another report from up your way. I know when the temperature starts changing. Things are changing. Mm-hmm. We're going to start to see some of these big bull reds move out of here, and then people are actually going to have to go back to fishing.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go fishing again instead of going catching. But I tell you what, the trout bite up your way is probably firing off any day now, if it's not already.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good in the nice cool mornings and stuff like that. Live shrimp, voodoo shrimp, gulp. I mean, you name it, they're pretty much tearing it up.
You like voodoo or gulp? What's your favorite artificial go-to up there?
I always go to gulp, but people are trying to push me towards that voodoo bait, but the gulp has always been my, go-to.
I tell you what, I got a little tip that Egret Baits has a new trout bait out, and it's pretty incredible. I mean, you work at Bass Pro Shops. You're going, you get to see everything when they come out. But I hear it's pretty incredible. A mutual friend of ours has been fishing with it, and he sent me a couple pictures of it sitting in a big trout mouth. Sitting in a big trout's mouth, so I'm ready to get some of those on in my hand. But man, I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks so much for calling in, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, next time you go out trout fishing in the inlet, don't forget to text me.
All right. Remember what you said about King Mackerel earlier about maybe that was too much information? Ditto. Some secrets are better left. Take care, my brother. I'll give
you a
shout. Captain Chris Osmond. Take care, bud. So you guys were you were in sea school with him, Ben?
I was him and Ben. I'm trying to think who else that you might know there. I think that'd probably be about it. And you know, I met Chris at sea school, and then you know, he comes down and fishes
with Nick.
Yep. It, you know, did park his boat. He just sold it. I think he's looking for a new one. But yeah, he parked his boat there at the marina. We come down and fish with him a good bit, and just a good guy. I mean, yep. Just, you know, really, really nice guy. And
works hard, studies hard. I mean, he really studies the fish hard, you know, studies what he's doing, is determined to be the best and, you know, wants to figure the fish out and is great with people, Chris is. But I tell you what, speaking of Nick, I'm watching the Masters Club television, and my, oh my, we're not going to talk politics, but I have not seen any part of the news this morning that has not had her face on it, and I'm just leaving it at that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get in that.
They're
one
calling right. it. Yeah. They're calling it her October surprise. Anyway, I'm leaving that alone because we're not getting political. But anyway, the Masters Club television is going crazy. Let's switch to ESPN or something because we got some big games today. We got some big games. I have a big game tonight.
Say, Mr. Clemson fan over there.
I have a big game tonight. God, you know, and we're favored like 4.5 or something, some crazy spread. I hate being favored going into Florida State.
I was going to say, y'all are in Tallahassee, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And Deshaun Watson remembers what happened 2 years ago there when they should have won. I think it was 17-23 we lost or whatever it was in overtime. But that was when Mr. Jameis Winston got hurt, and somebody stepped in for him and played incredibly well. But yeah, we're hoping to change that. I tell you what, Coach Swinney has definitely found a horseshoe.
Y'all are the
it is implanted somewhere.
Y'all are the night game this week, aren't you?
We are the night game. We're 8:00. I know South Carolina plays Tennessee. Another good game. I'm pulling for my Gamecocks. I'm pulling for the Gamecocks to beat Tennessee. I am. I hate to say it, but I mean, I'm pulling for the Gamecocks to beat Tennessee, and I think their game's at 7:15 tonight. So, plenty of time to go out and fish today, and then watch some big games tonight. So,
absolutely.
And then wait a minute. Do the Carolina Panthers play tomorrow?
That's a sore subject. But
I'm sorry.
We've looked better, so hopefully we get back on track this week. And I know we got flexed out of our 4:00 game, so that tells you they're not doing real well. So hopefully they'll get the ball rolling in the right direction tomorrow and get going with the W.
Well, now your parents go to all the games.
Yeah, they go to everyone. You know,
I know you've been a fan of them since they started with your Charlotte ties and everything else.
We used to go when they played at Clemson in Death Valley. You know, that's how long my family's had season tickets to the Panthers growing up in Charlotte. I try to make it back up for at least one or two games a year. I was supposed to go to the Monday night game, and then Hurricane Matthew messed that up, so I don't know which one I'm going to go to now, but I'll be up there. Winning or losing, you still got to support your team.
That's exactly the truth. And from what I see and hear, the Panther fans are not – okay, yes, you're going to be disgruntled. You're going to be upset. You're like, wait a minute. What happened to this team from last year? Where did they go? I mean, you know, as a diehard Panther fan, what do you think it is?
You know, I mean, I know the secondary has a lot to do with it. We got a lot of youth and everything on the other side of the on the defensive side of the football. But that, you know, I mean, I don't know. There's something that's not clicking yet. So hopefully they
Hopefully they get it clicking.
Yeah, they get it clicking this
week. There's been some teams that have turned it around incredibly. You know, record-setting turnaround.
A team last year went 1-5 and made the playoffs. Hopefully the Panthers can follow suit, you know, this year and get the ball rolling in the right direction and try to make it back to the Super Bowl. You know, my little boy was born on the Super Bowl, you know, so hopefully I can watch on his one-year-old birthday, I can watch another Panther Super Bowl. But it doesn't look like it's going to be going to that this year, unfortunately.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, I tell you what, I said no politics. I am gonna preach one little thing in politics. And if everybody remembers when Stephen Goldfinch was running, Kenny and I were very supportive and are still very supportive of Senator Goldfinch. But Senator Tim Scott is a name that everyone needs to endorse, vote for. He, as an outdoorsman, he grew up hunting, fishing, continues to. He's a great voice to have for our fisheries. We need him in the office. So that's going to be that's my only political rant for the day right there. That's not a rant. I'm just saying Tim Scott is a great person for the job, and he's an outdoorsman and a fisherman just like us. So vote for him. anyway, but I tell you what. I can't wait for this election to get over next Tuesday, and I know the fishing's going to continue no matter what, no matter who gets elected, and I'll probably be fishing on Tuesday. I'm probably going to fish all day Tuesday to stay away from all the craziness.
Is school open? Are the kids in school on Tuesday?
I can't remember. Election
either.
Tuesday. Remy, do you remember?
I think next Tuesday. I know that I can't remember. I got to check my calendar. We're off the 8th.
Okay, that's you're not yep, they're open. School's open for election Tuesday. That's right. Everything else will be closed, I'm sure, but yeah, school's open. I'm going to be fishing somewhere. Or I'm going to be working. Mike's kept me busy here the last 3 weeks. Called me the other day. I was like, "Hey man, I got a wheelbarrow. I'm pushing a wheelbarrow. I'm trying to talk to you."
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to sneak
and I'm dodging
off,
snakes.
I'm trying to get him to sneak off early and go fishing, and he's out there in the woods pushing a wheelbarrow. And I'm like, "Come on now, we gotta go."
I know, dude. I got mouths to feed. I had to do some work. I tell you what, Mike, it's been fun. My hands are all scarred up. My arms are torn up from carrying piles of brush, but it's been great. I've been working with Nick Lopes. He's been working with us on his time off from the Masters Club, and we've had a great time. Mike needed some help, and we were like, "Hey man, I got time. Let's go." I mean, we had a storm, you know, so we've done it and we've had a great time with K-Mac and with Nick getting out there and cleaning up and helping people get their normalcy back in their lives. But it was some incredible stuff. And again, I've said it. You know, I think that our fishing here in the inlet possibly might be better than it would have been before without the storm. And I'm just saying that. I don't know why,
but our
fishing has been incredible. I mean, from flounder to redfish. I mean, black drum, that's another thing. Everybody's catching the heck out of black drum right now. Keepers catching nice black drum. Redfish, a lot of slot fish being caught. Flounder, good Lord, the flounder that are being caught. And then you talked about it, you know, of course, I still think that the Marina's one of the best flounder holes in the inlet.
Come on now, don't be
I just don't want to be, listen, I just don't want to get run over by all the traffic coming through there. But I think it is one of the best flounder holes around. You've got those deeper holes, you've got that current that flows through there. It's a great spot. But the trout bite, again, I'm calling it right now. It's already started off. I mean, it's prolific. It is. The trout bite. And it's not just us. My buddies in Charleston are wearing them out. The guys in Little River are catching them. Georgetown. Mike McDonald's been having some great trips down there. Our buddies down there. Captain Fred Rourke took Kenny last week before Kenny went to Florida. And they caught over 50 trout. Fred Rourke went trout fishing, folks. Did you hear that? Fred Rourke went trout fishing. I know it's incredible. But they went trout fishing and had a great trip. So a lot of things going on, and you know, I really want somebody to call me in and tell me if they've caught any shrimp over bait since the storm, because I'm hearing mixed stories about the water pushed them out, blah blah blah. If you've been out shrimping or know somebody that has, give us a call, 843-652-3776. Let me know what the shrimp are doing. But I tell you what, we're gonna take a break real quick. We'll be right back in a second. But yeah, Remy, break now. Okay, you got some time? See, I'm not used to doing this, Remy. I'm used to being on that side.
Hey, it's all right. We have a few seconds, but we can We can go right to a break and we'll be right back.
All right, there we go. All right. Well, listen, folks, I tell you what. We are going to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the big show here on 100.3 The Team.
Sounds good. So I need a nationwide wireless service that can keep up with me. And with so many local offices, HTC connects me fast and on budget. And saves me even more by bundling my other HTC services. Reliable connections from a local company for more than 60 years. That's HTC.
Say hello to this season's smartest deal. Get 75% off select smartphones while supplies last. Call 843-369-8968 today.
HTC. This is life. Connect with it.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Parks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
Welcome back to the really, 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 really big show, as Kenny would say. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And stop over there and visit with all our good friends over there. Again, my buddy David Turbeville. David Dell, go over and see those guys. They'll get you set up with a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma for whatever you need to haul. Those things will take care of it. And any service you need, stop in and see Brian and tell him Captain E sent you. But I'm sitting here with Seth, Captain Seth Williams from Crazy Sister Marina, and we've been talking fishing all morning, and want to thank Patrick for giving us a call, and Chris Osman, and our good buddy Captain Crum is not going to be giving us a call because he is on the water fishing already. He said earlier when he was going to try and call in, he got tied up with some boat checks and everything down there, checking boats for with Rayburn for the SALT tournament that's going on down there. But I want to remind everybody, next week, a fundraiser for the SALT League, the Flounder Tournament will be going on in Merle's Inlet, $40 for adults, $20 for youth, and you can sign up at the Inlet Outpost next Friday. I think it's called a drop-in, not captain's meeting. Rayburn's calling it the captain's drop-in. So we're going to have the registration will be next Friday night, and fishing will be on next Saturday. Going to be a great time for a great cause. That SALT League has grown. This year, Rayburn was telling me, I think he's got three times as many boats as he had the first year, 2 years ago. So that's pretty good in his third year.
That's incredible in the third year.
Yep. Yeah,
that's a lot of growth.
And again, it's a great opportunity for these kids to get a little bit taste of competition fishing, which, it's a growing beast out there. Everybody loves a little competition on the water. What's wrong, buddy? You all right?
Snatch my cord.
Oh, you snatch your cord out. Yeah. Yeah. But, it's a great way for them to get a taste of competition fishing. And, you know, they have the choice of whether they're going to fish for reds or bass because they're leaving out of the Sampit River. The Denny's this morning are bass fishing. I've been texting with them talking about their strategies for today. And, they're going to run up and try to, even with this high water, they're going to try and find somewhere to fish. And Seth, I know I tried to drag you out all summer long to go bass fishing with me on a Thursday tournament. But Tony and I, the Bassmaster, a couple weeks ago talked about the high water. Fishing this high water now. We still, the water's receded, but it's still high. And the best way to get out and target basses right now is to try and find somewhere where you can keep that bass backed up to a wall. In other words, in a marina. In a neighborhood, wherever you can get in where the water has nowhere to go. You know, some of the creeks that we were fishing and catching fish back 2 months ago, when I say we, me and Lucas, are all too high. The fish are going to be way up in there. Excuse me. The fish are going to be way up in there. But if you can find somewhere and keep the fish backed up to a wall where they can't actually get away, you're going to find some fish, i.e., any little slough, and again, marinas, things of that nature. Just be careful if you go hit the river for the next couple of weeks. You know, you said when you brought the boats around, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't, but obviously the tide is, or the river levels are starting to fall a little bit, which is a great thing for everybody affected. And, as the rivers recede, it's going to start dragging things out with it, putting more stumps and trees and logs and things like that in the water. So, obviously, you want to be a little bit more careful than, not that you're not careful all the time, but you want to be a little bit more careful than you would be. And, you're talking about fishing in the marinas and whatnot. We had one of the boats at Osprey Marina, and we had no power, for a couple of days at our house. So, we stayed on the boat up there at Osprey. And everybody was laughing at us. We're sitting in a cockpit bass fishing up in, right after the hurricane, bass fishing off of a sport fishing boat right there in Osprey Marina, and caught a couple bass and things like that. And first time I bass fished probably since I was 14 years old in a pond. It's been a long time. So I'm going to take you up on that bass fishing offer here shortly, and hopefully we'll get out there and get to do that.
Well, definitely. I'm actually texting with Captain Jay Sconyers. Ace is up. You see his new beast of a boat that he got?
I have. He went ahead and bought him a big one. He didn't mess around.
Nope. He went for big. I'm texting with him right now. I'm like, call us, man. Let's talk about your boat. You've been catching the heck out of fish. Call us and let's talk about it. Yeah, maybe he'll give us a ring. But I know he's got the same plans as I do now. He's heading offshore. We're both going due east tomorrow. To the Scarp area.
Yeah, that's where, offshore, that's where I would go. We, about a week before the storm, maybe 2 weeks, I can't remember, they all run together. But we went out there and, had a couple couple short strikes and bite offs, and ended up with a couple wahoo, you know, different things like that. You know, I know in the last segment we started talking about football instead of tips and techniques a little bit, but you know, it's a sports radio show. That's all right. But you know, one of the you know, talking about tips and going out there and fishing and whatnot, you know, one of the things that you know, when you have bite offs and different things, you have to buy new rigs, obviously, new skirts, new, you know, Islanders, you know, whatever, you know, sea witches, whatever it is you're gonna pull.
Yep.
You know, one thing that, you know, tip wise that I always like to do is a lot of times I like to trim the ends of the
skirt
and make sure it's sitting in the right spot. You know, sometimes you don't want to get it too long. You know, you want to, and another thing is, you know, sometimes, you know, it sounds funny, but you almost brush it. You know, if it's been in salt water and it gets all matted up, you know, you actually want to take that skirt off of the lure and, you know, take a hairbrush and, brush it back out, you know, maybe soak it in some, fabric softener or something like that and pull it back out and brush it, you know, cause keeping your gear maintained is a lot of the difference in bites and not. You know, you want everything to look, you know, you're spending all that money to go out there and trying to catch those fish. You don't want to skimp on things, and you know, your preparation part of it is a lot of it, you know, making sure the bait looks good, you know, going through all that, you know, just take an extra minute, like I said, just brush out the skirts and different things like that. You know, I know it sounds funny, but you know, like I said, if you're going to take the time to do it, you might as well do it right.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's all about attention to detail. I think Captain Jay Sconyers is going to give us a call right now. He should be calling through in a second. We'll talk to him. He tried to call my phone. Come on, Sconyers. Call the 843-652-3776 number, my brother. But, you know, it's all about attention to detail. And Jay Bache, you know, I'm trying to remember his luck statement when we talk about lucky. He said, luck is nothing but preparation and opportunity crossing path. And that's all it is.
That's
you know
it.
What I mean?
You know, a lot of it, you know, I mean, there's luck involved. I mean, but you got to be in the right spot. You know where you're going. You got to be using the right equipment and everything like that. You know, I mean, if you're going to take the time to sharpen hooks and pull drags and, you know, get everything ready to go, you got to, you know, make sure everything's good. I think we got Jay here on the line. I think he actually called the studio this time.
Yep. How about it, Sconyers?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. I got Seth sitting in for Kenny today. Kenny's out with Randall on the sea rake, so Seth sat in for Kenny today, but we were just sitting here talking about your new boat. We're talking to Captain Jay Sconyers of Aces Up Fishing, one heck of a personality, and if you've ever seen his posts on Facebook, wait for it, bam. Dude, let's talk about the new boat. Let's talk about the redfish bite. You've been in on that some, a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the redfish bite is stupid. I mean, it's really good right now. Yeah, we took the new boat down there the other day, and I think we caught 15 in an hour, and the smallest one was probably about 20 pounds. So that's pretty darn good.
No great white sightings this year?
No great white sightings this year so far, but I saw they were out there around where we're going tomorrow.
Oh, really?
If you look on the O-Search thing, Mary Lee and Catherine and the other one that they tagged are out there right around the break.
Well, all right, let's talk about tomorrow. Seth and I have been talking about preparations for going offshore. Your game plan sounds like the same as mine. You're going due east, and you know, one thing I'm always thinking about, because now that we've got our planer rod, which you got me turned on to, now that we've got the planer rod, I've always, you know, I'm second guessing what I've got on that. You know, when I borrowed yours, I'm pretty sure you always had either red and black or red on there, didn't you?
Yep, yeah, I have red and black on it right now, ready to go for tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah, the other day, last time I was out there, it's been a few weeks now, it was the only thing I caught wahoo on. It was actually that rod. But, yeah, the planer rod setup is a good deal, man. You just gotta, you know, and if it doesn't work in an hour or so, change up the color.
That's right, and it's easy to do. The way those are rigged up, it's quick and simple. You just cut that thing off, recrimp it, and slide on what other color you want.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, if it don't, hey, pink and blue and white, something might work if red and black isn't working. But red and black just seems that we're working on. I don't know what it is about, especially in the wintertime.
What do you suggest? Do you pull anything artificial, any of those marauders, those, what are they called, fake bonita plugs? Do you pull any of that?
Yeah, Braid makes that marauder plug. I pull those on the trolling weight. I have those two 80Ys that I use for the planer rod and the trolling weight, and I use the one on the other side on the trolling weight. I'll pull that marauder plug.
Right.
I usually start out with like a big high speed plug on there that I don't have to put bait on.
Yep.
like a big fathom bait or something like that, or I'd make them up with Islanders and stuff. And if that doesn't work after a while, I'll put one of those Marauder plugs on. I'll just change it up, you know, all day long. I got some purple ones and I got some blue ones and, you know, whatever.
Now, Jay, on you know, when you're out there, tell people a little bit about your typical spread that you're trying to pull off your boat there.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
This boat, if no one knows, hasn't seen it yet, it's a 33 Hydra Sports. It's got triples on it. So I've got outrigger set up with double clips on each one, a center rigger. And so my three long baits out the center rigger and out the top of the outriggers are usually fluorocarbon with sea witches. And I've got a little rig where I've actually spliced in a little wire for this time of year because of the wahoo, you know. And you still can catch tuna on it. And
right.
It's kind of a little cool little deal I did with the crimp. But that's what I put three of those way, way out. And then two short baits will be off the short riggers, or be most likely islanders of some sort, you know, some sort of color of islander with wire. And then I have the trolling weight, the planer rod, and then usually I throw a bird right down the middle and like a little mouse trap.
Now, do you pull any
teasers? I keep my bird short. I don't keep it long like most people do.
Okay.
Are you pulling any teasers or anything like that with it?
I don't pull any teasers. It's just so much going on when you're by yourself. You know how it is. I mean, when you're by yourself doing that stuff, unless you got a good crew pulling teasers and stuff, you know, then you got two more rods in the water, which, you know, you got to get out of the water, or if you got them on the downrigger or whatever you got them on. You know, it's just two more things to do.
Now, Jay, tell people, you know, in case they're new to it and whatnot, you know, you kind of use the boat wake, you know, kind of to assess where you're setting your short and long riggers. Is that, you know, a good way to tell them, you know, kind of get it in the, like, the second or third, you know, wave breaking on your short rigger and things like that?
Yeah, that and not only that, but also what I've done with all my rods, I've got them set up, and I run Mamoy Blue Diamond on the top of them, and I have the top shot with that, and then I have braid underneath them, and I actually have them set up to where if I put it all the way out to the braid on my center rigger, that's where I want it. And then my other two rods that I use for the short riggers, I've got them set up as well with that much top shot on. It's pretty cool. That way, it takes like no brainer out of it. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. That way, it doesn't matter.
You just drop it. You just drop them out. Like I think the one has almost 200 yards of a Mamoy Blue Diamond on top of it, and the other ones are like 150. So I keep those ones way out there. Those two long baits are way out there.
Yeah. Another way people to do that is, you know, once you get your spread set up and you have, you know, you keep your rods in the same place. If you're not doing the braid, it's just take a Sharpie with you and just color the line.
Yep.
And that way you stop when the color shows up. You just,
that works good. Cause I, you know,
that's actually a really good idea too, because that is a great idea. But because when I do it, you know, I'm going out there by myself. Like I said, I don't take a mate with me. And a lot of times, like, tomorrow it won't be bad because I've got just some friends going tomorrow fun fishing because the boat's brand new, you know. And I have people that know what they're doing. And a lot of people who go offshore, you know, it's easy just to say, listen, help me put them back out if you want to, but you can just put them out right to the braid and then they don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
It's done.
Yep, right to the braid for you. Or, you know, like I say, if you take a marker out there, you know, just tell them, you know, hey, just put that one out, stop when it's at the colored spot there, and that way the lines get back out quicker and stuff. Because, I mean, obviously the boat is going to be the biggest teaser. You know, the fish...
Yep.
They're curious. They want to come see what's going on.
Yep.
So, you know, the more time you can have the lines in the water, the better chance you got.
Well, I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see if that fish raises, if that boat raises fish, brother. I'm sure it will. But listen, we got to go take a break real quick. But
go ahead, then.
I'm going to holler at you later today, and we'll chit-chat about tomorrow. But, man, thanks so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sir, are y'all going on Seth's boat tomorrow?
No, I'm going on Patrick Sparks' boat on the Jarrett Bay. Yep, we're leaving, but we're leaving at 2:30. About time you get home tonight. No,
we're leaving at 6:30.
Are you? Okay. Well, we're leaving bright and early, but I'll be there, so we'll be on 68 waiting to hear from you when you get out there. But I'll holler at you this afternoon to chit chat. Okay, brother.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, everybody, give Captain Jay a call at 843-997-3270. Aces Up Fishing. If you want to go have a great time on the boat, Jay will make sure you do. Thanks, Jay.
Take care, guys.
All right, buddy.
See you, buddy.
We got to pay some bills, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on CBS Sports Radio.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp, at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it. Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors. $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell. 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Can you dig it, sucker? Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3 The Team.
All right, fish heads, welcome back to the big show. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And I tell you what, that was a great segment. I'm glad you got into those questions. I mean, you and I continued the conversation during the break, but, you know, when you're fishing with different people on the boat every time, or the same people, you know, those rods, I mean, we're talking offshore fishing, and even king mackerel fishing. You've got, you know, if you want certain rods back further, but marking that line makes the biggest difference when you've got multiple people helping put the lines out that might not know exactly in their mind what 150 yards, 200 yards is.
And each boat's going to be a little bit different. So even if I've fished on my boat and I've never been on yours, you know, it might be 10, 15 yards, you know, different where the long rigger, the short rigger, and whatnot needs to sit. So, you know, you definitely want to have a little continuity with your crew and know what's going on.
That's right. Well, I'm guessing, by the way Jay said it, Jay's running 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rods on that boat.
Seven?
Okay, 1, 2.
Two on that, two on outriggers, so that's 4. A center rigger makes 5, and then two, right there off the
okay, he's running one. Okay, lines. All right, yeah, he's running one single rigger. That's right. Yep. I put too many in for the long rigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we added that center rigger on Patrick's boat, and for that long line, it makes that mess that can happen if you don't have a center rigger to get it out.
It makes it so much easier. You can get it up a little higher and everything.
To dump
it
way back.
It makes it a lot easier.
But I'll tell you one thing. That is the fish magnet on the boat. That long line getting away from the boat is the most active rod in the boat on normal conditions, normal days, on an average, when you average the year over, that rod catches more fish than anything else.
I try to stay away from that rod personally.
Me too.
I act like I'm busy. When that thing goes off, I go, oh, guys, the rod's going off. That one, it's a long way back there. It's always, takes you longer to get it back in the boat and everything. And, I try not to grab that one if I don't have to.
Well, you know, I know everybody likes I think there's a terminology that a lot of offshore fishermen use for it. The abbreviation is WWTFB is what they call that rod. And I was introduced to it with one of your former captains, Ed Keelan.
Yep.
Introduced me to it, and he was running three rods back like that.
Yeah, Ed.
On full pull when I fished with him. And it was quite mayhem because he ran them off the fly bridge.
Yeah, Ed taught me a lot about what I know, and he runs more lines than anybody I know off of his boat.
Oh, he's incredible. And we're talking about Captain Ed Keelan, but he is incredible. And you know, again, that day was the day that sold me on getting one way the beep back. You know, it sold me on it. And since then, I tell you, it's been a very productive rod. And that's one where, you know, Jay was mentioning that most people like to run the bird way, way back.
Yep, that's right.
And I was that guy. That's what I did. Because you know why I like to do it? Because I could see where the line was. And that bird making the mark on top of the water always let me know how far back it was and everything else. But I tell you, I don't know that having just a little quiet bait way back there by itself, just kind of cruising through the water.
Skipping along.
I'll tell you who loves it. Mr. Blackfin Tuna loves that rod.
That's what I was going to say. The way backs is a lot of, a lot of blackfins. You know, they get a little skittish around the boat, and you get them, but they're curious, so they come and see what's going on, and you catch them, you know, when it's way, way back there.
Yep. Yeah, that's a very productive rod. But, talking about marking your rods, I don't think it's a bad idea for kingfish it either because, you know, if you've got a couple rods that are, you know, I guess in better shape than others and, you know, you feel more confident with a longer fight, you know, use those for your long lines. Use those for, you know, typically kingfishing. I mean, we pulled five lines with live bait in that tournament. That's all we pulled, five lines. Two on downriggers, one short. Two on riggers, and we had to use outriggers, which I don't like using kingfishing, but we had to use it because that boat is so wide and the angle on the shotgun rocket launchers was not enough to truly get it separated safely to keep. And we had bluefish, we had big baits,
and so that's the thing, you got to get them. You know, if you're live baiting, you've got the fish that obviously can swim. You know, so you're not just pulling them in a direction. The boat's not going as fast. You know, as you would trolling dead baits to where it's pulling straight lines. The fish are gonna swim a little bit.
That's right.
One swims left and one swims right. You want to make sure your lines aren't gonna get crossed.
Yeah, and we got crossed a couple times, but those bluefish, which are a great king mackerel bait, don't ever leave the dock without one if you're fishing a tournament, if you can catch them. But they do cover a lot of ground quick. Quick-like.
Yeah. Do y'all pull ribbon fish when y'all king?
Here's the rigs that we pulled last week. And again, I guess our rigs aren't anything that everybody's going to jump for, but we've caught fish before. But we were pulling ribbon fish on the downrigger.
Yep.
We at one point in time, we had one single ribbon fish on one rigger, and we had what's called a Hilton head rig on the other, and that is a pogie, live pogie, in front of a dead ribbon fish on a double rig, and the live pogie swimming and that ribbon fish coming behind it, chasing it. And then I was made aware of why ribbon fish is such a good bait. Do you know why ribbon fish is such a good bait?
I don't. I know they catch kingfish. You know, that's all I know.
Ribbon fish actually eat the eggs of a king mackerel. So the females, knowing that, will get territorial and protective and attack a ribbon fish. They're not trying to eat it. They're attacking it. I got educated by a well-known king mackerel fisherman last weekend on that because I said, hey, man, I know ribbon fish probably run along the beach, but I've never seen a ribbon fish 90 foot out.
Just dropping some knowledge on everyone right there.
Yep. I've never seen a ribbon fish 90 feet out, but guess what? You could go out 90 feet and put a ribbon fish down 45 feet. It'll get hit. That was the knowledge that was shared with me, so I'll pass it on. But yeah, apparently ribbon fish eat king mackerel eggs. So there you go. But anyway, my phone's getting blown up. I love how people will text me during the show, but they won't call in.
Don't be scared. Call in. You have radio voice.
I know.
Mine's not quite as good as Kenny's. I don't have that deep radio voice like Kenny.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's radio. Fortunately, nobody can see our face. You know, it's fun. We could be in our pajamas. Well, we've done that before in here. We could be in our pajamas and sitting here. But I want to, once again, we got one more segment coming up. But I want to remind everybody of the SALT fundraiser, the Planter Tournament, next weekend. Make sure you sign up next Friday at the Inlet Outpost. We're going to have a good time. Going to be a good crowd fishing it. And, you know, I hope the spot are still around, but maybe the spot, like, during this week will start moving north or south, wherever they go. I don't know where they go. But I did look it up. And spot do stay in estuaries and inshore areas, because I had somebody ask me, do spot migrate in and off and in and off? And I said, you know, that's a good question. So I actually Googled it. And the first thing that came up was that spot was a premier bait for flounder, king mackerel, and redfish. That's the first thing that came up.
That would make sense why the redfish is so good right now.
That would make sense why the redfish,
spot
fish, why the flounder fishing is so good. You know, I had a couple guys at Big Dave's tell me, like, go put your spot on a flounder rig and fish for a while. The flounder are here. The big flounder are here with them. If they're here, the flounder are here. Oh, yeah, we got 2 minutes. Did I say that out loud? Yeah, we got 2 minutes, folks. We got 2 minutes till break. I'll tell you. This is fun. I'm driving the show today. It's fun sitting over here in the driver's seat. Of course, this would be considered in England, I guess, because I'm sitting on the wrong side of the car.
Sitting on the right side of the table.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the right side of the table. Sitting in Kenny's seat, keeping it warm.
Yep, taking Kenny's place. He's fishing on my boat. I'm controlling his microphone. So,
what time did they leave? Six?
They left at six this morning. They'll be back at the dock at five.
So. They got lines in the water right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're fishing. They're fishing. I wish we had a satellite phone. You remember we talked to you. I said, you know what would be perfect? Is if we had like a satellite phone and we could talk to Robert or Randall and those while they're actually in the stream. Yeah, we can get that. We can do that. Yeah, satellite phones are what? They're cheap now. They're cheap. The airtime is not.
Yeah, the phones themselves don't cost much. It's the minutes.
It's
to
the
be able
minutes
to talk
that
to
you,
you
use. Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of minutes, we got 1 minute, and we're gonna go pay some more bills. But we're gonna come back and close the show out. And again, it's been a pleasure having Captain Seth Williams sit in, Mr. Mike Brady, who sat in earlier with us, but. We'll close the show out, talk about what's going on. If you want to give us a call, you got one more chance, 843-652-3776. Call us on the Crazy Sister Marina Fish Line. This is we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat, Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers radio show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it. Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at
inshore,
the fishing
offshore.
Hole.
Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
Welcome back to the big show, folks. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, and this is our final segment, and the text messages are continuing to roll in.
I think we've got a call in.
We do have someone on the phone. How about it, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, English?
Hey, brother, we're doing good, man. Hope you are.
Oh, I lost a good fish yesterday, brother.
Did you really?
Oh, man, I had a very heavy trolling weight on.
Uh-huh.
And it must have bounced off the bottom while I was fighting the fish, and my line frayed. I lost him about 20 feet from the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
It was another good fish, too, I'm telling you.
Did you head out to that top secret area you like to fish?
Yes, I did. Yes, how'd you know?
Well, how about a report? Did you see a lot of fish caught? Because I hadn't heard anything.
You might as well call it the parking lot.
Oh, it was crowded, huh?
Oh, man, it was packed. I mean, I couldn't even run a long line. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
But there other fish were caught small. I mean, real small.
Yep.
Just the kind that, you know, the tourists like to pull on, you know?
Yep. Well, it's that time of the year. You know, normally that spot gets covered up with a lot of fish. And you can get lucky and catch a big one every now and then, but you know typically that those smaller fish are in there by themselves.
Yeah. But you know what? I want to tell you something about that rig you were talking about with the pogie in front and the ribbon fish behind.
Right.
You know, we used to call that the zombie rig.
Uh-huh.
Because one was dead and one was alive.
Right.
But if you want to pull a rig like that, you got to make sure you got one of those turbo pogies, a big one. Because they'll tire out real fast pulling that ribbon fish
around. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the interesting way that this was, the rig was tied,
right,
is there was a three-way swivel where the line separated so that actually that pogie was on its own rig, tied into that rig. But the pogie had his own, he wasn't actually pulling the ribbon fish. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
There was a three-way swivel and then a longer leader that went back to a jig and to three trebles, which were obviously connected to the ribbon fish. And, you know, that's another thing that I've gotten into with my double pogie rigs is keeping those pogie rigs separate. Tying a little bit longer leader on a three-way swivel for one rig and for the other. Now, I will say this much. If you get to a situation where those baits get crossed, you've got to reel them in and untangle them. But if you can keep them out there separated, they swim so much better. With that double rig like that.
See, the only thing I don't like about the swivels, it creates a bubble trail, and I like to be very stealthy.
Well, it creates a bubble trail, but it also creates another piece of software or hardware or another piece in the rig to break down, you know?
You're right about that, yes.
Or get tangled up. So I agree. There's always, there's pros and cons, you know, to it for sure, but You know, I've, again, the seven strand is another thing that I argue, you know, I'm not a big fan of, but I know that it makes a live bait swim better. It doesn't, it's more lively.
For all these years.
I'm sorry?
I would not fish without that. I always fish that, and if I had it, like yesterday, I had a tangle. I re-rigged in about 30 seconds with that.
Okay, good deal. Well, listen.
Because with the wire, you tried that haywire twist is a pain in the neck.
Yep. All right. So, were you fishing live bait or dead bait yesterday?
No, I couldn't find any. That water was so murky, I could not find any live bait. So, I was there with my usual bait, and I had success. I had only two hits, but they were both decent fish.
Well, listen, Joe, we got to close the show out, man. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us a report on that. Take care, man. Yeah, I'll see you this week at the public ramp. Let's go down there. It's some funny stuff going on.
There you go. And keep a tight line.
All right, buddy. You too, Joe.
Take care.
All right, man. All right. Well, you know, the downrigger that he uses, that weight, that heavier weight, that's what Jay Bass laughs at because he uses it. He doesn't use a downrigger. He rigs that same thing up, and that's what worries me about it, about that having that heavy weight on there. Jay uses, you know, with a rubber band attached to it. Normally, if it was to get hung up, it'll snap off.
Yeah, line will pull through the rubber band.
Yep, it'll snap off. But, you know, I will say this much. I'm far more confident in tying my haywire twists with straight wire than I am with tying seven strand. And seven strand's so much easier. But there's something about looking at that knot just doesn't make me feel comfortable. You know, because you're counting on the pressure to cinch it down.
Yep.
Once you do catch a fish. And I guess I, you know, going through early stages of trying and experimenting with seven strand, I guess I wasn't quite getting my knot. I was cutting my tag end off too short so that when it cinched down,
it was pulling back through.
It was coming back through. But seven
like
strand's great.
I know seven strand's probably better, but I'm still a traditional guy. I like doing the haywire twist and all that.
Yep, haywire twist works great. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to change it until I see a significant reason to change it. I do know that seven strand does allow the fish to swim more naturally, but I'm sticking with my straight wire. But I tell you what, great show today. I want to thank all the guys that have called in. I want to thank Mike Brady for getting up and coming in. I want to thank my partner, Tony the Bassmaster, who is not in the house with us, but he is actually out trying to catch bait for us right now for today.
Get ready to go fishing.
Yep, and you're going fishing too. I definitely want to give Seth a big shout out and a big thank you for coming in and sitting in with me and hanging out. And I'm glad Kenny actually went for going fishing.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have a good report for next week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that,
heck yeah.
Catch fish and everything, and he can talk about that. And
actually, I'll just let you know, Kenny starts his new appointment on the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council Advisory Board this week. He'll be gone Tuesday and Wednesday down to Charleston for his first meeting with the information. I can't remember exactly which panel he is, but
right.
I think it's the Information and Education panel. But Kenny has his first meeting Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll have some things to hear about from that, and also his fishing trip. I know I'm going offshore tomorrow, so we'll have that to talk about. And
next week you got Friday to sign up at the Inlet Outpost.
That's right, for the salt fundraiser.
Yep, and that's for fishing on Saturday. You can listen to us while you're out there fishing.
Yep, and Rayburn's on the phone right now. I mean, Rayburn's just texted me and said, too busy to call, but we had 21 boats today. That's a lot for the Salt Lake. That's good.
That's a good number.
That's a good number. A lot of dads and friends getting out with kids and getting them out to do something that, you know, in the future will help their lives. And you know, you can... How is it? You give a fish, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat forever, or he'll be broke.
That's what I was gonna say. Or he'll be broke.
Yeah, or he'll be broke. But I tell you what a great time. And I again, and thanks Seth for getting up and coming in and co-hosting with me. And you know, the last time you came in and sat in, I was actually not here.
That's
I think
right.
You sat in for me. I was listening the whole time.
Yeah, you were.
And Kenny had you covered up. I don't know. He was like nervous that you weren't
going
to be able to talk.
I'd get stage fright, I guess.
Yeah, he was nervous. So he had a phone call every segment. He's like, oh, we'll be good. We got a phone call every segment. Well, we've had a phone call about every segment, but we've been just fine, except for me goofing up on the time. But
rolling you know, through.
Yeah.
That's also Jake Conyers. He's a talker.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
A lot of
Captain Sconyers can. I know. I kept looking at Remy. I'm like, hey, dude, we're going to go over just a little bit. Yeah, I'm like,
you knew that was coming.
And I'm like, okay, a little bit more. We're going to run over just a little bit more.
Great guy, but he loves to talk.
Dude, he is. I know. He does. He loves to talk. And folks, if you want to go fishing with Captain Jay, give him a call 843-997-3270. And if you want to book a trip at Crazy Sister Marina and the fishing is hot,
843-651-3676.
Guys, this has been a great show today. We want to thank you for tuning in, Fishheads. Remember, we'll be back next week unless we get canceled. This has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
You have been listening to the Southern Anglers Radio Show, sponsored by CAM Business Concepts.
The home of Coastal Carolina and the Carolina Panthers. This is WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Cumulus Broadcasting, Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.